This is not Ronaldo Nehemiah, and I'm dating myself here. This is not Ronaldo Nehemiah that just runs in a straight line. The young man had a 102-yard kickoff touchdown last week against perennial powerhouse slash juggernaut Katie, and had two 40-plus yard touchdowns last year in this matchup between George Ranch and the Woodlands. Offensively, the team has looked good. They've won the line of scrimmage on a number of the series and sequences, and they've moved the ball on their last three possessions. They've scored the touchdown, and they kind of got a little bit unlucky with a couple of calls that took them out of scoring opportunity. And then, of course, they answer a late field goal by the Highlanders with a nice drive. They go from the 30 inside the Highlander 10-yard line. So they go 61 yards and then cap it off with a field goal attempt that was blocked and taken to the house 80-plus yards by the aforementioned Keyshawn Carter.
Scoring went like this. Woodlands drew first blood, 17-yard touchdown for Carter. Pintone added the extra points, 7-0, the Woodlands. George Ranch on the next possession, a 3-yard touchdown run by Jaron Miller. The extra point was no good. It was 7-6. And the score stayed like that at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Woodlands scored again on a 23-yard field goal by Pintone, 10-6. And then on the next possession for George Ranch, pretty good drive down to the 7-yard line. Out comes Eric Michelle, lines up for a 24-yard field goal attempt, and George Ranch is trying to pull within one as the clock was frozen at 2 seconds, I believe. Ricky Tullis took a timeout, got his field goal unit out. Eric Michelle attempted that. It was blocked, and then the return by Carter, and the half ended at 17-6. Just a few ticks left on the clock in halftime. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the third quarter. This is George Ranch Varsity Football on GRHS iRadio.
So they can hear the band barely.
Huh?
They can hear the band, but just barely.
Okay.
So that's what? Which one? This one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it too loud in here?
I can hear.
Turn that down.
Back at Wood Forest Bank Stadium, the Woodlands 17, George Ranch 6, both teams back out, doing a little stretching along the sidelines, the bands are off, the teams are back on the field, George Ranch will kick off as we start the third quarter.
Yeah, strange penalty as the field goal was blocked and Carter was running in between the hashes. And we're talking about a field goal formation, and yet somehow there was a sideline infraction on the George Ranch sideline. So the official was running down the sideline. He was probably physically 15 yards at minimum from the ball carrier, and yet we get the penalty there. So Michelle and the kickoff team will line the ball up right in the middle of the field at the 25-yard line. And they will kick right to left, south to north, here at beautiful Wood Forest Bank Stadium, Conroe ISD. Michelle, the left footer, spins one. The ball's going to be fair caught back at the 34-yard line. That's Austin Winfield. And out comes Quinn Benny in the Highlander offense for their first possession.
Eric Michelle with a kind of a short kickoff, but Ricky Tullis likes those targeted kickoffs where they just want the ball put in a certain place. He did that because Keyshawn Carter and Malik Johnson were back at about the 15, maybe the 17-yard line awaiting that one. Eric Michelle dropped it in at the 34, and that's where the Highlanders will start, first and 10.
Now, I'm telling you, folks, you want no part of Key Carter on a kick return. As he trips right, he's in the middle of the trips right, motion man out of the backfield, and the ball's tipped in the air and incomplete, Tom. That looked from this vantage point like a lateral and a live football, and the white hat was right there, indicated tip, but he didn't indicate incomplete. So it is an incomplete pass because somebody blew the whistle. A really nice play by the left outside or left defensive end.
That was Peter Podgy again coming in, getting his hands up, and for a moment couldn't really tell if that was still a live ball or not.
That's his second batted ball. As Benny's in the gun, he's got Summers to his right. Benny claps his hand, and we have a procedure penalty. And we will check the marker. We've had very few penalties. That's a good thing. There have been some questionable calls on some spotting, but it's early in the season for the officials, too, so we'll give them a little bit of a break. And they're going to mark the five off against the horns as they jump early. And that's a free 5 yards on second and 10. It now becomes second and 5 as they'll move it up to the 39-yard line left hash. Opening possession, we're only 3 ticks into the second half. Opening possession for the Highlander offense. 2 receivers either side of the formation. They're in the gun. It's Benny with Summers to his right. Benny gives to Summers. He's hit immediately and able to fall forward. First man there is Arredondo, which he is causing trouble in the interior of that Highlander offensive line. They'll give him the 41-yard line, a pickup of 1.5 yards. And 3rd and 3 upcoming. As this defense is really acquitting itself nicely here in the middle part of that second quarter and early here in the first possession of the half. Quick hitter off left, ball's caught. And correction, that ball's incomplete.
Knocked away, good defensive play by the Longhorns, Matthew Berger.
And once again, the Horns defense holds as, however, the Highlander offense balls at their own 41-yard line. Highlander offense is still on the field. As Coach Smith not ready to kick it back. This could be a quarterback pooch kick. As, yeah, you can see that Benny's a little bit deeper than he would be. Now he takes 2 steps back. High snap, marker down, they blow it dead as he looked to potentially fake it. And we got a false start. So in all likelihood, Tom, they'll bring out the normal putting unit. So Schmidt was in a little bit deeper shotgun. He then took 2 steps back, took a high snap, went to do a rugby-style kick to his right, and then reared up like he was going to throw the ball to Carter, who was 20 yards downfield in the right seam. So a break, if you will, as they give back the 5 yards on the offside by virtue of the false start. Ball back to the 36-yard line. Left hash brings up 4th and 8. And the punter stands back at his own 20-yard line. Return man for the Horns as the punt is up and away. Return man back at the 20. Takes a big bounce and a Highlander roll up to the 25-yard line. So good job by the Highlander punt team as they flip the field for the most part, but a great job by that Horns defense again.
39-yard punt by Pintone, and the Longhorns will start the second half, their first possession, at their own 26.5-yard line.
So the Horns had good success again in that second quarter and late first quarter. So if it ain't broke, don't break it. They had success both running and throwing the ball. It's T. McGee to start the second half. They're in the pistol. He's offset to Jackson's left. They give it to McGee, doing work around right end. He's going to be stood up. And a whole gang of Highlanders rides him backwards as they'll give him a yard up to the 29-yard line. A good showing from the Longhorn faithful as the East stands look pretty full over there, and they're making some noise. When George Ranch does some good things, it's McGee again in there. Two receivers left. Jackson's going to roll left, throws left, and off the fingertips and incomplete as he looked for Brock Davenport, who had a good first half himself. And that'll bring up third and long. We'll call it third and nine.
McGee picked up 18 yards in the first half, and then that 1 yard gainer. So he's got 19 yards on a half a dozen carries.
Yeah, he had good success in between the tackles on that touchdown drive for the Horns. Third and nine from their own, we'll call it 27.5-yard line. Two receivers left, single receiver wide right. Handoff, end around to Davenport. He's got the edge. He's got five, and he's crunched. Short of the line to gain. He tried to get the boundary with good pursuit, as that was Shearer from his middle linebacker position all the way ranged out to the far boundary. But a good chunk pickup on third and long that will give them five, but that's going to bring up fourth down, and out comes Schrader and company and the punt team. Ten 16 remains, quarter number three. Schrader stands at his own 20-yard line.
Schrader with, excuse me, Chris, one punt in the first half for 23 yards.
And Schrader's going to kick it near that far boundary and out of bounds, avoiding any return. And we'll check the spot as they will mark it at the Longhorn 49-yard line. And that's where the Highlander offense will come out. Halftime score from Houston. Lamar leads Elsick. That's Lamar, the Texans. Formerly, were they the Indians?
Yes.
The Lamar Texans lead the Rams, the mighty Rams, from Elsick, 19-14. Pearland all over Goose Creek Memorial. I believe that's Goose Creek. It might be Pasadena Memorial. 54-0, quarter number three. Out comes Schmid, that was last year. Out comes Benny and company. They motion Carver in the backfield, fake it to him. Benny looks to throw, he's in trouble, he's in big trouble, and he's going to be sacked back at the 40-yard line. That's our man, that's Peter Pudgy, who's having himself a nice ball game tonight already, Tom. He's got two batted balls and now a sack. A big loss, we'll call it 8.5 yards. Check that, 9 yards on the loss. As they're back all the way just outside or just beyond their 41. A beautiful job, good coverage, because Benny had nowhere to throw, and as soon as he scrambled, Pudgy came from all the way on the other side of the formation, right to left, and came from behind Benny and crunched him. Second and 19. Benny looks right, he's in trouble again. He's going to scramble. He's got some positive yards. Again, good pressure and good coverage as this Longhorn defense has come to play tonight, folks. And they are making this Highlander offense work. Keep in mind, they got 7 of those 17 on a blocked field goal. So they held the team to 10 points that put 21 up on Katy last week. And they will be facing, will this Highlander offense, a 3rd and 12 from their own 49-yard line. Lepesky shifts right to left. There's trips left. Nearest man in the left slot is Carter. Single man right is Watson. Benny takes a snap, looks left, steps up. He's going to heave the ball deep into coverage and caught. Unbelievable throw and catch as the defender was running with Carter and the ball just fell right in Carter's hands. Number 7, Matthew Berger, was in position.
That's a 39-yard reception by Carter.
Great throw by Benny. I got to give him credit because he did not look open. And Berger just missed, could not identify the football there. And the ball fell right in the breadbasket of the dangerous Keyshawn Carter. Benny looks to throw again, looks right, throws right into the end zone and incomplete. On the coverage for George Ranch, number 20, and that's Bryce Ramirez. Flopetsky, the intended receiver, incomplete, second and 10.
Carter did a great job on that previous play of disguising the fact that the ball was coming to him, just reached up at one point and just hauled it in and stepped out of bounds.
Ball set for play at the 10-yard line. It is second and goal. Lepesky in the backfield. It's number 44 on the carry and not much doing there. Jacoby Clark on the carry. First man there on the tackle. Number 11, Chester Sims.
8:13 left in the third quarter. Woodlands lead 17-6, and they're on the march again inside the 10 at the 8-yard line after that 2-yard pickup by Clark.
And we must have a penalty on the play. So we got a chop block on an offensive lineman. I think he said 67. And that ball will be backed up to the 25-yard line. It was looking at third and goal from the 10. It's now second and goal from the 25. So back them up, potentially knock them out of field goal range. It's Clark in there to Benny's left, two receivers either side of the formation, and they're going to back them up five more. Well, check that. It's offside on the defense again. They'll give five of the 15 back.
That was Travis LaFalle that had his timing messed up a little bit, and he was through the line.
That's his second one on this possession. Second and goal from the 20. Clark in there to Benny's right. Two receivers either side. Benny to throw. Plenty of time. Down the middle. Ball's caught. Dropped. Zach Watson heard footsteps and got the proverbial alligator arms as coming over to make a hit is number 20, Bryce Ramirez. And that what looked to be an easy catch got a little bit tougher. And it's now third and goal from the 20. Time. He was open, though.
He was. He was
red flag there.
Slanting right into the end zone. And ball was well placed by Benny.
But Benny had time to throw. Jacoby Clark in there to Benny's left. Carter in the left slot, two receivers either side of the formation. Benny barking out some audibles. Slaps his hands, gets the chest high, snap, throws down the middle. Ball's caught. Carter breaks a tackle, touchdown. Man in coverage was Sean Labari, and it's like he wasn't there. It's the same thing that happened to Matthew Berger. It's like they're not even there. Because Watson is going to get the football, and in this case, he gets the football at the 5-yard line on third and goal from the 20, breaks a tackle, and is in the end zone. Another backbreaker for this George Ranch team as they've been in position as a team and as a defense to make plays and have come up empty. And PAT is up. PAT is good. It's now 24-6 Highlanders. 7:59 remains in the quarter. Number three, we'll take a break. Right here on GRHS iRadio.
A familiar sight here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium, the Woodlands kicking off to George Ranch. 20-yard throw from Binney and a catch by Carter, and it's 24-6 as the clock shows 7:59 left in the third quarter.
And Pete Tom will set the ball at the left hash, and the right footer will get into one. And back at his goal line is Labari, and he... They went to do another reverse. Labari was going to hand the ball to Dylan Swain, and they dropped the ball at the one-yard line, and the Woodlands recovered at the George Ranch one-yard line, and that's where the Highlander offense, already up 18, will set up shop looking to play add-on.
Look like one of the Longhorns didn't know the other was going to even do that, tried to make an exchange. It was a bad one, and frankly, I thought they were going to give the Highlanders the touchdown, but the player was on the ground and then kind of tried to skid into the end zone. Nonetheless, it is first and 10, or first and goal to go, rather, at the one.
So they go jumbo package. They're in a little bit of a pistol. Running back is number 25, who runs straight ahead and is going to be short of the end zone. That is Guilford, Brighton Guilford, the sophomore running back. And good job by the interior of the Horns defense. As talk about putting your team behind the chains, they are getting jammed up into the shadow of their own goalpost. Same formation. It's an offset power pistol, if you will. Benny takes a high snap, fakes the game, he's going to throw, and hits the goalpost, and Benny is leveled as he ended up on his backside. Coming in on the rush is number 3, David Fisher. And Benny is slow, and he's down on the turf. And so injury timeout on the field, 7:13 remaining in quarter number 3. We got a third and goal upcoming when we come back right here on GRHS iRadio. Number 12. And new quarterback, Quentin Johnson. He's got Guilford in there with him. They're in that same power pistol. And he just takes the snap and throws the ball to Keyshawn Carter, standing uncovered in the end zone for a touchdown. Third and goal, they bring in a quarterback, a senior, Quentin Johnson, who just takes a shotgun snap and throws to what looked like an uncovered Keyshawn Carter, which I can't imagine would ever be happening. 30-6, your score. PAT is up. PAT is good. 7:10 remains in quarter number 3 from Wood Forest Bank Stadium. And we'll take a quick break right here on GRHS iRadio. Thank you.
It is 31-6, the Highlanders over the Longhorns, 7:10 left in the third quarter. Highlanders about ready to kick off again.
Pete Tome from his 40, and the right footer gets into one. Ball's going to sail into the end zone, and down right there is... That's Labari that fielded that kickoff and wisely took a knee. Out comes the Longhorn offense with a big hill to climb, and it sure didn't feel like it. It sure doesn't feel like they're down 25 points. It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And we said this as we opened the third quarter. A couple odd plays that contributed to the big swing in the score.
Yeah, they've gift-wrapped 14 points. Now, when I say gift-wrapped, a blocked field goal return for a touchdown, not necessarily gift wrap, but you're talking about a 10-point swing there. And then you drop a kickoff of all plays at your own one-yard line. Straight ahead give, inside run, falling forward to the 28-yard line. And that's T. McGee on the carry, as it's been an even split tonight, Tom. And I don't know if there's a health issue relating to Jaron Miller, but... both running backs have been affected. Second and 8 as they give him just 2. Two receivers right, slot right, single receiver left. Jackson looks to throw. Out in the right flat, ball's caught and quickly tackled. No gain on the play. Receiver is number 31. And Tom, it's worth noting, that's Colton Robertson. It's worth noting, I don't know that I've seen Ryan Moore since that first possession.
That's true. I don't remember you calling his number, calling his name since then. And Longhorns, this is so atypical for their offense. It sputters along, and they just haven't been able to put anything together.
Well, I say first possession. Wasn't that Moore that had the ball near midfield on the last drive of the first half? That may be what I was thinking about. And he wasn't able to make the catch. Third and long. Jackson looks to throw. Goes deep down the middle. He's got a man wide open. And the ball is caught. Beautiful play. Well, check that. Now they're saying incomplete. Or are they? Now they're talking about it. Last time this happened, things didn't go so well. Receiver is number 9, Josh Whitmore, and it is a catch up to the Highlander 40-yard line. Beautiful plays. He was wide open, and Jackson stuck it in there.
34-yard reception gives the Longhorns a first down inside the Woodlands territory at the 40.
Quick smash screen off right side, caught by Andre Fauquay, the sophomore. And that's a pickup of 4 yards, so good on you, Andre Fauquay, sophomore, getting on the field and making a positive impact on this ball game. Second and 6 from the Highlander 36, quickly to the line, it's Jackson. He's got T. McGee. T. McGee straight ahead, he's got room, and quickly erased it. Tom, it looked like he was going to pop through and get to that second level. He still gets good yardage as they chop him down. After a gain of, we'll call it, well, they're going to mark him back some. Third and 6, so only a gain of 2 there, oddly. Looked to be a good gash, and his knee must have hit the ground. Third down and 4 from the 34-yard line of the Woodlands. Two receivers left. T. McGee in the offset pistol with Jackson. Jackson gives to McGee. And he's going to be short of the line to gain. Again, on third and medium, running the ball. Third and 4, he got 2. It's probably down 4 scores. Obviously, 4 down country. Fourth and 2, right in the middle of the field. Rolling up on the 4-minute mark in the third quarter. George Ranch comes out in a single receiver left, two receivers right, and Ricky will take a timeout. 3:57 in the quarter. We'll keep it here. Big play for sure, momentum-wise, in this ball game. We've hit on this a couple times, Tom. They've had success both running and throwing. And on third and medium, they seem to have gotten caught running the ball a fair amount on the last 2 to 3 possessions.
And consistency has been a problem. They've shown some great throws and catches. That one earlier in this drive, 34 yards. Good throw by Jackson. Good catch. Move the ball upfield. And then back to the running game. And just can't get anything going.
The big play here is the sideline huddle breaks up. And out comes the offense. 4th and 2. Middle of the field. 3:57 in the third quarter. It's a 25-point game all of a sudden. You don't always hear the game's a lot closer than the score, but that's true here. Jackson fakes a give. He's going to keep it. He's going to get the first down as he runs straight ahead and put his nose into the pile and got up to the 29-yard line. Good, tough run by your quarterback.
Fresh set of downs now for George Ranch. 3:50 left in the third quarter, down by 25, 31-6.
This is definitely a statement drive, as you have to answer what was they're on a 21-0 run right now. As you lined up to cut it to 10-9, it's 21 straight by the Highlanders. Two receivers either side of the formation. Jackson fakes a give, straight drop, ball's deep downfield and overthrown, but we've got a marker down as there was a little bit of contact.
Marker at the 7-yard line.
Intended receiver is number 9, and that's Josh Whitmore. And it's in the area of pass interference. And it is. So that's a big penalty for the Longhorn offense, as they'll pick up 15 yards and move it up to the 14-yard line. 1st and 10. And quickly back to the line. It's Fisher in there with Jackson. Fisher playing starting linebacker is now your third string running back. So now I'm really wondering if something's going on with number 1. Jackson fakes a give, keeps it. Breaks a tackle, good footwork. He's able to get positive yardage where it looked like he may get dumped for a loss. They'll give him a yard and a half. As we roll under 3 minutes in the third.
Ball spotted between the 14 and the 13-yard line. 2:55 left in the third quarter.
It's Jackson. T. McGee has come back. They go empty as trips right. T. McGee in the left slot. And now McGee motions back in, as does the right split end. Now motion man right to left. He stutter steps and goes back to the right. Jackson looks to throw. Looks right, throws right into all sorts of traffic. As he was trying to hook up with big number 10, there's our guy. That's Ryan Moore. That's the first target he's gotten in quite a while. I believe it was that last possession of the first half. And that'll bring up 3rd and long. You're trailing by 25, Tom. You're probably in 4-down country. If it's me, and I know it's 4-down country, I strongly consider running the ball here.
Ball on the 13-yard line, 3rd down and 9 for George Ranch. Jackson took a couple steps towards the sideline, make sure he's got the play right.
T. McGee the back. And we've got another timeout by Coach Tellis and Company. 2:25 in the quarter, third quarter that is. Highlanders up 25. We'll take a quick break on GRHS iRadio. Thank you. And we're back. Wood Forest Bank Stadium, third and long. T. McGee motions back into the backfield. Jackson takes a snap, fakes the give, looks to throw. He's in trouble. Escapes, and then he's going to get gobbled up for a sack. A whole host of Highlanders, 93 and 94 on the tackle. And that is Jonathan Hoover and A.J. Maestre, respectively. That'll back them up. Loss of 5-6 yards back to the 18-19-yard line. And that's where it will be fourth, and we'll call it a long 14, almost 15. They got to get the ball inside the 5-yard line. Jackson looks to throw. Ball down the middle of the field. Caught! Touchdown! Beautiful play. Great throw. Great route. That's number 9. That's Josh Whitmore, the junior wide receiver, made a beautiful two-handed catch. And what a play at that time in the ball game. This thing was just about to get out of control, Tom. And an answer was issued by Jackson. You know, we called his brother Action Jackson. I don't know, we get a nickname with Christian. But a beautiful pitch and catch, Josh Whitmore on the receiving end. Makes it 31-12 with Michelle on for the PAT. Down 25, I guess you go one. You still need 3 more scores. Left footer gets into it. That ball's blocked again. And it's going to bounce out of the back of the end zone. So we got some protection issues on the field goal. Again, we've got no points on field goals. We've got negative 7 points on field goals.
Let me go back to the touchdown play. Jackson did a good job standing tall in the pocket, stepped into the coverage that he had, and threw a nice strike, a 19-yard touchdown to Josh Whitmore. Great play by Jackson, good catch by Whitmore. And again, a little bit of a problem here with getting the kicks off.
Yeah, we got a protection issue on the left side of the field goal kick unit. Both blocks have come from that side. One was returned for a touchdown. He had an extra point that he missed, which was also rushed, that first one. So we got to clean up that protection issue over there. Hey, give credit to the Highlanders. They're doing some things on their defensive right side. They're either stunting or they're just beating their man every time. But it's been effective, and it's been a huge key in this ball game.
12 plays, 75 yards for George Ranch. Still down by 19, 31-12, 1:33 left in the third quarter.
And the ever-dangerous Keyshawn Carter standing back at his own 8-yard line. Ricky has opted for the pooch directional kick, as Tom detailed earlier in the broadcast, and in no small amount is that due directly to the dangerous speedster Keyshawn Carter. 1:33 left in quarter number 3. 19-point ball game as Michelle looks to put his left foot into it and see if the Horns defense can come up with something. Pooch, end over end, is going to bounce at the 20-yard line. Carter all the way up the field. It makes one man miss. 40, 50 off to the races. One man to beat. They won't get him.
75-yard touchdown run by Carter on the pooch kick from Eric Michelle.
He was standing back at his 8-yard line, ran up almost 20 yards to field that ball on one hop, and I'm not sure anybody got a hand on it. An unbelievable talent, this young man, Keyshawn Carter. He did it last year, and he's already done it this year. He did 102 yards on the Katy Tigers. He just went 82 yards on the Horns. He's got an 82-yard or thereabout field goal block return as the PAT block unit is late getting on the field for the Horns. And the homestanding Highlanders did them a courtesy as they waited for them. And Pintone gets his right foot into it and hammers it into the net. PAT up and good. 38-12. A number of just backbreaker plays for this Longhorn unit. They're right in this ball game. They are not 26 points less than this team through three quarters, just about.
You know, you're right. Backbreaking plays, but also some shockers, too. Just some long runs, blocks at the touchdown on the blocked field goal attempt. Some really, you know, outstanding, if you're a Highlanders football fan, some outstanding plays, but some really shocking and hurtful plays if you're a Longhorns fan.
Yeah, it really is. There's been about four or five backbreaker plays, I would say, and at least three of them, well, four of them, I should say, four of them are from Carter. The third and goal from the 20 is a backbreaker when he catches it at the 5 and runs it in. The return field goal is a backbreaker. The return kickoff is a backbreaker. And on third down, when you get a backup quarterback in, he does a 2-yard slant, and he's got four touchdowns. It's home. Left hash, the right footer gets into one. Ball's going to be fielded by LeBerry a yard deep in the end zone, and he takes a knee again. And out comes the Longhorn offense with a minute 21.
Well, we also forgot to mention the fact that the Longhorns couldn't get their exchange right on that kickoff and muffed the ball at the 1-yard line. That was a shocking setup for the Woodlands touchdown there as well.
Lamar leads Elsick 21-14 to score with just inside 7 minutes to go there. Out comes Christian Jackson. And the Longhorns, two receivers right, flanker right, single back in there is McGee. McGee off left side, slips a tackle, and then is going to be spun down up at the 29-yard line. A pickup of 4 yards on first down as we roll under a minute remaining in the third quarter. 38-12, your score. Again, as I touched on a little while ago, you don't always say that the score is not indicative of the game, but I guess it has to be. This is a much more closely contested ball game than the score indicates, but for the most part, there's no pictures in the box score. McGee shifts to the right of Jackson in the offset pistol. McGee, straight ahead, spins out of a tackle, and not much there. He may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. First man there for the Woodlands is number 26, and that's Cortland Brown, one of 70 seniors on Coach Smith's roster. And it's games like this, Tom, that those 70 seniors get PT.
9 carries, 25 yards for McGee, nothing on this last toe to the football.
Brings up a third, and we'll call it 5 from the 30. And that's the end of the quarter as triple zeros on the Wood Forest Bank National Stadium clock. 38-12 your score. Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. Stick where you are, folks. We'll come back right here on GRHSI Radio. Craziness.
Woodlands over George Ranch. as we start quarter number four.
Third and long five upcoming. As we flip the field, George Ranch will move left to right. It's T. McGee, the back with Jackson. Jackson, straight drop, looks left, throws that ball, is incomplete. Good throw by Jackson. It's Whitmore, unable to complete the catch. Coverage was bang, bang. A ball, if you ask him, he would tell you he should have caught. And down 26, facing a fourth and five from your own 30. Coach Tullis sends out the punt team.
Literally hit him in the numbers and kind of bounced off his breastplate from his shoulder pads, and Josh really didn't have his hands on that one at all.
So Coach Smith gives the George Ranch punt cover team a little bit of a break in that he doesn't have Keyshawn Carter out there. High punt for Schrader's going to be fair caught at the 42. So that's a weapon there if you're able to get that sort of hang time, allowing your cover team to get down there and afford the return man 0 yards.
28-yard punt for Alex Schrader, his third of the night. And the Woodlands with the football at the 42, their own 42, as they work here with 11:47 left in the ballgame.
So Benny is out. Johnson back in, the backup. That's Quentin Johnson, the senior, number 12, big, tall, lanky kid. You got Summers in there with him. And Johnson, quick hitter off right slot, right seam, falls incomplete, looking to connect with number 4, Zach Watson. Throws a little bit low and behind Watson. Hit him in the hands, though, and it did fall incomplete, 2nd and 10. Starter still out there for Coach Tullis and company. As Benny was a little nicked up. Johnson, straight drop. Now he's going to scramble out. Throws deep. Man's covered. And that ball's going to be intercepted. A beautiful job by number 7. That's Berger. As he went up and fought for the ball with number 28. And he came up with an INT. That's Xavier Hall, the senior wide receiver, unable to prevent Berger from making the interception. So a good play by senior Matthew Berger as he gets an INT.
George Ranch will take over at the 22-yard line. 1st and 10 from their own 22. Good grab out there by Matthew Berger.
A really good grab. Again, he fought for it with the receiver who turned defender as Berger started to get the upper hand. And out comes the Horns offense, Jackson and McGee. It's McGee around right end, slips a tackle, and coming up in run support, making a good tackle for the Highlander after a very short gain is number 32, Ben Langston, the junior DB. As they'll give him no gain. 2nd and 10, back from your own 22. Rolling up on 11 minutes to go in the ball game. Been a pretty well-played game, at least from a penalty perspective. Haven't been a lot of yellow out there. And some huge play. I mean, we hit on it in the middle of that second quarter. It's a big play team, the Woodlands. And we had Longhorns at that point had held them to very few big plays. Jackson, back to pass, and he's going to be swallowed up. There's no fewer than 5 Highlanders back there. First man there, at least the most excited, is Joey Russo, the senior linebacker, number 51. If there's such a thing as a team sack, they might have to chalk that one up.
Yeah, he lost about 8, maybe 9 on that one. It is now 3rd down and a bunch for George Ranch.
Jackson looks right, throws left, the ball pops up in the air, incomplete. As Whitmore, it was a bit of a tunnel screen as Whitmore was looking to run with it before he caught it. And The Horns are lucky that ball was not intercepted as it was up in the air for what seemed an eternity.
Yeah, Zachary Fearn was very angry at himself. He had an opportunity to catch that little pop-up and went off his hands. And otherwise, he would have had six.
Schrader stands just outside of his own end zone. We'll call it the half-yard line, just inside the right half. Good pass. Schrader, good high. Wobbler is going to be fielded back inside Highlander territory at the 49-yard line. That is Austin Winfield. Fair catch back at the Highlander 49-yard line. 10:08 to go. Beautiful night. Southeast Texas. We're in the third week of September. A disruptive early season non-district schedule due to a slight weather system that impacted the Southeast Texas Gulf Coast region. But all it did was kind of, it was just a hiccup. This is game number two, as both teams will in all likelihood be 1-1 as the clock hits triple zeros here. Johnson looks left, throws left. He's got Clark in the flat. He's got five. He's got eight. He's going to be ridden out of bounds inside Longhorn territory at the 43-yard line. Sean Labari has been a busy man tonight, Tom, as he's been involved in all sorts of stuff. The highlight, or rather the low light, being the kick return fumble at the 1-yard line.
Good player, though, junior for George Ranch. And as you point out, he's all over the field.
Swing pass to the right. Looks like, it looks like a lateral to me. These officials are just assuming that that's a forward pass. I've got a pretty good angle here, and that is a backward pass. At a minimum, it's even. And that should have been a live football. It's at least the second one we've seen that way. So they're in the shotgun, and the running back is basically even with the quarterback and is running straight parallel to the line of scrimmage into the either left or right flat. And that is a lateral, folks. They call it incomplete. Third and two from the George Ranch 42. Johnson, quick hitter left. Ball's caught. Really nice catch and throw. That's 28, who got outfought on the interception by Berger. Number 28 is Cortland Brown, the senior, or check that, Xavier Hall, senior wide receiver. I got a good odds by calling him a senior.
8-yard pickup, all at the 35-yard line.
Quentin Johnson, the quarterback, big tall kid, straight drop, looks to throw, is going deep. He's looking for 28 again. The ball's bobbled and incomplete. A really nice throw, and you're right, Tom. They're deking the DB and not letting him think that that was Hull again, Xavier Hull, the intended receiver, and he deked Berger to sort of lull him into complacency, and then the ball comes in, and Hull nearly made a touchdown catch. 9:23 to go in your ball game. Trips right. It's Quentin Johnson and Jacoby Clark in the backfield. Offset right in the shotgun is Clark. He'll now motion to the right flat, and that for sure is a lateral. And they're calling it incomplete again. You can see as plain as day. That is a backwards pass. And that's either the third or the fourth one. And the officials, I just don't think, are in position to see that. The white hat is directly behind the quarterback, and the down judge, which is that position we were searching for earlier, is on the front side of the play. Neither one of them has any angle on that. I can see that coming back to be a factor for this Woodlands team when you get an officiating crew that's able to kind of get a feel for that throw.
You would think the Longhorns would be jumping up and down on their sidelines about that.
And another swing pass. This time, it's a collision. As number 19 was the intended receiver, and that is Ryan Farquhar. and he is lit up, and ball falls incomplete. I believe that was Cameron Campbell on the hit, number 8. That'll bring up 4th and 10. And it looks like, yeah, it is Fabrizio Pinton standing at the midfield stripe, left hash, as he looks to punt it away. Berger late drifting back as he's now just reaching his 10-yard line. Maybe they, and that's a motion penalty right there. So they do get the flag there. And Pinton kicks it 5 yards out of bounds. We'll see the mark there. It's got to be up somewhere around the 25. And they give him the 20, which would, okay. Check the marker. That's no doubt, Tom, that's a motion penalty on this near side gunner. The officials talk it over.
All 6 of them are going to weigh in on this.
So the gunner sort of shifted forward towards the line of scrimmage as the ball was being snapped. That's a motion penalty. Now the white hat is going to go talk to Coach Tullis. It has to be a frustrating night for the George Ranch players, coaches, and faithful as they've played admirably and literally have bled turnip blood back into the turnip, if you will. I'm making stuff up now, Tom. So they take the 5-yard penalty. The ball went out of bounds at the 20, so they move it up 5 yards to the 25. 9:03 remains in the ball game. The ball in the right hash. Jackson has Fisher in there with him. Fake a gap, and he's going to be sacked again as these ball comes out. And Woodlands has recovered. It looked to be that he was down, but the white hat was standing right there and did not blow the whistle. And ball came out after a brief scramble. As we watch the replay...
Well, that play certainly seemed to be over with before that ball came squirting out of the pile there.
It looked like Jackson was on the ground for a good second before anybody started scrambling for the ball. So that appeared to be down by contact, but there's no review here in high school, and that's another turnover. And out come the Highlanders at the George Ranch 18-yard line. They'll give the ball to Guilford, and not much doing.
He'll lose 3 yards on that one.
So this front 7 for the Horns has been salty most of the night. The effective plays for the Woodlands have not been, you know, run plays in between the tackles. They have been gash plays down the field, through the air, and namely number 6 involved. That, of course, Keyshawn Carter. Johnson gives to Guilford. Nice jump cut. He's got good yardage to be close to the 10-yard line. On 2nd and 13, he got 9. That'll bring up 3rd and 4 from the Horns 11. We roll under 8 minutes. 3rd and 4. 2 backs in there with Johnson. 2 receivers left, single receiver right. It's Guilford. Straight ahead. Breaks the tackle, still on his feet inside the 5. A good tough run by Brighton Guilford. As it's at this point in the game where there are a good number of backups on the field for the Longhorns, as I don't see any starters right now. And with 7:20 to go and counting, it's 1st and goal, the Woodlands. Johnson, play clock at 15 when he snaps it. Guilford fakes it to Guilford, and Johnson moseys in for another Highlanders touchdown. Good read by the backup quarterback as he faked it to Guilford on the zone read. And had little resistance on left around left end. And it's now 44-12 Highlanders.
good fake after the snap, and he was in the end zone. 3-yard touchdown run. It is 44-12, pending this extra point by Pintone.
Pintone puts the right foot to it. It's up. It's good. 7:09 to go. It's now 45-12. The Woodlands leads it. Lamar has opened it up against Elsick. That scored 35-14 with a minute to go. Foster in a tough one with Tomball. They trail 13-10, beginning of the fourth quarter. And we'll see. We had a Pearland score. That may have gone final. It's, yeah, 61-15 final. Pearland over Pasadena Memorial. The Mavericks, Memorial Mavericks. I don't know if that's Goose Creek Memorial or Pasadena Memorial.
I don't know.
And let's see if we can get some other area teams. Montgomery doubles up Hastings 42-21. Terry plays tomorrow night. They play South Houston, the Terry Rangers. As does Taylor in a good one. Taylor will host the Spartans from Seven Lakes tomorrow night. District combatant for these Horns. LaPorte thumps Bel Air 27-10. Straight Jesuit all over Memorial. That was yesterday, 27-11.
There was a major penalty after that touchdown, and now the Woodlands is kicking off from the George Ranch 45 instead of their own 40.
A 15-yard penalty. That's not something you see. And I heard no signal or no call. Did you?
No.
I saw no call and heard no call. So there, it's been a little bit of a weird night for the officials. If I had to offer a commentary on that, they've made some strange calls. Now again, we haven't had a ton of penalties, but some really strange marking of the ball, a really odd penalty on the kick return, blocked kick return, and we don't even know what happened there. There was also, I never saw a flag when they got the. When they got the chop block play, I never saw any flag.
Neither did I. They made the call, but I didn't see any flag there either.
Jackson fakes a give, throws left, ball is low and incomplete. Not much doing there anyway, as these Highlander defenders are pinning their ears back and coming after the quarterback because they know he's going to throw the ball. We're at 7:05 remaining. Again, that ball incomplete, 2nd and 10. A little bit, move the pocket and throw the ball deep might be appropriate here.
Second down and 10 now. George Ranch working from the 25 after the touchback.
Jackson straight ahead give T. McGee. Good move right at the point of contact. As he fights through an arm tackle and is able to push forward for a nice gain on 2nd and 10, they'll give him 4.5 as he's the length of the football short of the 30. Brings up 3rd and 5.5 as we hit the 6.5 minute mark in the ball game. Pearland Dawson last night, they defeated Dobie 38-0. And back to the line, it's still Jackson with T. McGee. Check that. David Fisher trying to do work around left end, puts his foot in the ground, made a man miss, but way too much green over there and just nowhere to go. Keep in mind, folks, Fisher was third string running back on the 2015 state championship team. Got plenty of good PT, good yardage, good number of carries. He was third behind, of course, D.A., Darius Anderson, and Alex Fontenot. And now Fisher is primarily a linebacker, and I'm guessing he's still in that third string running back slot.
Well, last year he got a lot of good carries for George Ranch also.
So they felt a bigger need for his skill set on the other side of the football as Schrader punts another one away. Ball's out of bounds on the far sideline. And it's going to be marked up at the 39-yard line. 5:19 remaining. Your score once again, 45-12. The Woodlands on top. A really strange game for me. Is I'm encouraged by what George Ranch has done on both offense and defense. And it's really been huge plays on special teams and a couple, three huge plays for the Highlander defense that have really been the difference in the ball game. But primarily, I'm sorry to cut you off, primarily you got a kick return for a touchdown, you have a blocked kick return for a touchdown, and you fumbled a kick to you at the one-yard line. That's three touchdowns there. As Guilford in the secondary, one man to beat, 20, 15, still on his feet and spins in for the touchdown. 61 yards shot out of a cannon is Brighton Guilford. And a couple arm tackles late, and he was able to fight through and get all the way to the house. That'll help his total board for the night.
He was hit and spun around at about the 10-yard line, but was able to keep his balance, stay on his feet, and head to the end zone.
And normally when you're a full head of steam like he had, he was trying to beat to the corner. PAT by Pintone is up and is good. 52-15. I'm telling you what, folks, I was there last year. It was 42-14 in a trailer. It didn't look anything like this.
No, not at all.
That was a rout last year. And this is, it's just hard to believe. I mean, granted, the game was in effect already over as I know there were a number of second and maybe even third stringers in on defense on the prior possession. But credit goes to Coach Schmidt and these 70 seniors and a number of underclassmen, because Guilford is an underclassman.
Seems like that number gets bigger every time you say it.
Yeah. Guilford's a sophomore. He's played a big role. But these kids, with 70 seniors, they've been in the program more than likely for all 4 years, right? And they've earned this sort of garbage time PT, and these are all still good players. It's not like there's a huge drop-off. Conversely, George Ranch has a lot of underclassmen that play key roles, and so it's a different animal when you get into this time of the game. High end-over-end kicks and be fielded at the goal line, but LeBarry, he meanders his way out to the 18, and now they're going to dogpile. And good effort by that return team as a number of Horns players pushes the pile 3-4 yards. And now that they will call it the 21-yard line, that's where the offense will set up shop with just under 5 minutes to go, 4:54 to be exact.
LeBarry trying to make something happen, took that one at the goal line, made his way up to the 21.
And we'll see who's in. We do appear to have a new quarterback. That's number 14, Charles Mendez. And straight ahead give. That's number 34 on the carry. And that's Adonis Thomas, the senior, as he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
I don't know if we got this in. That last punt by Alex Schrader was a 32-yard punt.
He's done a good job in the last. The punting hasn't been the problem.
No.
The punt is the one kick unit that has kind of held their own tonight. It's been the other kickoff and the field goal. Thomas, straight ahead give. Not much there. Maybe a yard. As on third down, Coach Schmidt and company make wholesale changes on defense. As I said, this is where these seniors that have paid their dues for 4 years or three plus years are reaping the benefits as they're getting PT. Another substitution.
3:40 left in the ball game, and the Highlanders have a 40 point lead, 4-0, 52-12.
Thomas in the pistol, and we've got delay of game on the horns. It looked obviously like they were trying to bleed the clock. They broke the huddle, got to the line, and a couple shifts later, the yellow came out. 3:21 to go in the contest, 52-12, your score.
That'll back George Ranch up inside the 20 to about the 19.
Both teams will move to 1-1 on the young season. Again, a disrupted schedule by way of Hurricane Harvey.
The Longhorns missed out on having the Weslaco Panthers come up to Trailer Stadium to open the season, and then the game with Dickinson was washed out, and they started their season against Nuevo León, and now here with the Woodlands.
And fake the give to Thomas on 3rd and 7, quarterback keeper Mendez got good yardage and then got crunched up at the 30-yard line. He's a yard short of the line to gain as the clock moves under 3 minutes. And 4th and 1, down 40. Mr. Schrader will come on and add to his evening, I believe. Yeah, number 13, Alex Schrader. Next week, the Horns, a week from tonight, they'll host the Fighting Bears from A-Leaf Hastings. District play opens up. Schrader fields a chest-high snap. High end over end wobbler, if you will. It's going to land at the 37 and bounce out of bounds. 2:25 to go.
33-yard punt for Alec on that one.
And we'll see if we can get you a Woodlands schedule. So this pre-district play, really, it really doesn't matter other than for rankings, if you will, because the only thing that really matters for the big picture is district record, district play. And we've got a new quarterback in. That's number 15, Parker Heath.
I think the only thing it does matter about is momentum or lack thereof as you start to move into district play. You don't want to go backing into district play, but it is what it is.
They pick up a 4 on first down. Good run. Heath, 2 receivers right, slot left, single receiver wide left. High snap over his head. Heath's going to fall on it back at the 27-yard line. And that's going to be a pretty big loss on the play.
Yeah, a loss of 14 yards on that one. The snap was, he's 6 feet tall. The snap was at about 7.5 feet. And he did a good job covering that one and limiting it to just a 14-yard loss.
Junior running back Cole Robinson in there with Heath. He's offset right. They should snap this ball with about a minute to go. Play clock at 10. They snap it a little early, hand off, straight ahead give. Robinson, a nice run as he bounces off a pretty big hit and continues to spin forward. And after a huge loss, Tackle made by LaDainian Hall. Give him 9. It'll set up 4th down, and Coach Schmidt still has the offense out there. As they can bleed this clock down to 15 or 16 seconds. And they get in formation here. So our game clock is under 30 seconds. Heath letting it roll. Play clock at 5. They're going to snap it with... Nope, that looked like a false start with 16 seconds left. And the White Hat didn't even bother with a number. He just gave it to the whole O-line. And in which case, it looked almost to be on the quarterback. You know what I mean?
I think the running back in the backfield kind of rotated his shoulders before the ball was snapped.
4th and 15. We'll see what play call Coach Schmidt dials up. You assume it's a run. Robinson around right end. That young man, a junior, is probably going to get some meaningful minutes next year, if not this year. Don't get me wrong. But that's a turnover on downs and a stop for the Longhorns defense with 9 seconds remaining in a 40-point game. No doubt Coach Tullis will dial up the take a knee play. I say no doubt. There might be some doubt. But they are still on the far side, huddled up in an offensive huddle. Now they break and run out and get on the football. And yeah, it'll be Mendez under center. And he's waiting on another player to come on out. That's Adonis Thomas. And the delay game, as not everybody was out there. So we'll prolong the culmination of tonight's ball game a little bit longer. And Mendez under center will take the snap. He drops it, doesn't pick it up. I believe Adonis Thomas got his nose in there and fell on it. And that's triple zeros, folks, as we've gone final here from Wood Forest Bank Stadium, Conroe ISD in Shenandoah. As your beloved Longhorns make the trip from Richmond up here to the Woodlands, and they take one on the chin, 52-12. I've said it a number of times, it wasn't quite that bad, but that's what the scoreboard reads. We're going to take a quick break, and Tom and I will come back and wrap this one up. 52-12, your final. Both teams move to 1-1. Stay where you are, folks. We'll wrap this one up on the other side right here on GRHS iRadio. Go tinkle. Go tinkle. You all right?
Yeah. back at Wood Forest Bank Stadium in Shenandoah, Texas. Final score again, Woodlands Highlanders 52, George Ranch Longhorns 12. Chris said it many times, it just didn't feel like a 40-point loss for the Longhorns. And I've said it several times, it was a game of some really odd or dramatic plays all the way through.
So a blocked field goal in the last play of the half, the first half, returned for the touchdown. It's a 10-6 game at that point before that ball was snapped. You had a kickoff return for a touchdown. But even before that, you had a fumbled, basically a muffed kickoff at your own 1 yard line. You then later had the kickoff return for a touchdown. So those are just frustrating plays because most games are won at the line of scrimmage on offense and defense. Now you hear the cliche, oh, it's going to come down to turnovers and special teams. That's when two teams are normally very, very evenly matched and somebody's looking for something to say. Most games are won at the line of scrimmage. Who's able to run the ball? Who's able to stop the other guy from running? I wouldn't say either team ran the ball particularly well tonight, but Woodlands is a big play team. You say big play offense. They only had three or four, maybe five big plays on offense, but they had huge plays in special teams. And that was really, from a momentum standpoint, George Ranch was looking to take the momentum into the halftime locker room, either down 10, even if they had missed the field goal, or even if it was blocked and went out of bounds. They were either going to be down 10-6 or 10-9. Instead, they're down 17-6 and just really never recovered from there.
No, they really didn't. And I think the play certainly was a killer for George Ranch. But also, it sent them into the locker room with that huge swing of points as the first half came to a close. And I just think it was a demoralizing thing as well.
Yeah, and as I hit on, we're a relatively young team. We got seniors, but we don't have 70 seniors. And we don't have a bunch of seniors in key leadership roles. So we're a young team, and young teams, you know, are they able to bounce back from some of those things? You know, that's tough. You know, you also have a quarterback who's a junior. He's your leader, especially on that side of the ball. So a relatively young team has a hard time bouncing back from those type of, you know, cut your legs out. You're in a position here where if just kind of a normal play happens, whether you're 10-6 or 10-9, boom, 17-6, and against a team that was a state runner-up last year in 6A Division I, I believe, that's the big schools. I mean, that's a formidable opponent. Now, they've got some new players in key positions, but one guy that was there last year that's there tonight had a huge game, and that's Keyshawn Carter. And that young man is electric. And that's not something that I just throw around. Xavier Marks was electric. Darius Anderson, I wouldn't even call him electric. He's more like thunderous. But Xavier Marks was electric, is electric. He could take any play and go to the house. Keyshawn Carter, we've already said to you tonight, 82-yard punt, kickoff return, 82-yard block field goal return. He had a 25-yard reception, a 2-yard reception, and a 20-yard reception. He had 5 touchdowns tonight. Goodness gracious.
Four last year.
He's had a season for some guys in 2 games against the Longhorns. So he's a special talent. He'll obviously play at D1. I'm embarrassed that I can't tell you who he's already signed with, but he'll play on Saturdays, and heck, you never know if he'll play on Sundays.
Next Friday night, district play starts, 23-6A district play. Longhorns will be back at Trailer Stadium, 7 o'clock kickoff. Our airtime is 6:45 for the live broadcast on GRHS iRadio.
Keyshawn Carter has given a verbal commitment as of July to Texas Tech. So, as I said, he will play at D1 up in Lubbock in the Big 12. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back home and opening up district play. Tom, I had a great time tonight. A fun-filled big play ball game. Again, your score, the final score, 52-12. The Woodlands wins it. So for Tom Ferrando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew, my name is Chris Elliott, bidding you a good night from Shenandoah, Texas, Wood Forest Bank Stadium. Final score, George Rance comes up short, 52-12, the final. Good night, everybody.
We survived.
See, those are the glitches we were supposed to work out last weekend, right?